As at-home COVID-19 tests fly off the shelves ahead of the holidays, President Joe Biden says he's invoked the Defense Production Act to help manufacture 500 million COVID-19 tests for free for those who may not have health insurance, at the tune of $3 billion.
Federal government will purchase 500 million, that's not million, billion with a B, additional at-home rapid tests with delivery starting in January. We'll be getting these tests to Americans for free, and we'll have websites where you can get them delivered to your home.
That's in addition to the 50 million free tests the Biden administration previously announced. It marks a major shift for the president, who earlier called for people to purchase the hard-to-find tests on their own and then seek reimbursement from their health insurance. For the first time, the government will send free COVID-19 tests directly to residents, after more than a year of urging by public health experts. Biden says starting next month, private insurers will cover at-home testing. The president unveiled his new COVID-19 winter response plan, just as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the new Omicron variant is now the dominant COVID-19 strain in the U.S. Scientists don't yet know everything about Omicron, but say vaccination should offer strong protections against severe illness and death. President Biden is urging the unvaccinated to get vaccinated.
We should all be concerned about Omicron, but not panicked. If you're fully vaccinated, and especially if you got your booster shot, you are highly protected from hospitalization and from death. And if you're unvaccinated, you're at a higher risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19, getting hospitalized, and even dying. So the best thing to do is get fully vaccinated and get your booster shot.
His pleas are not political, he says, noting former President Donald Trump got a booster shot and calling it a patriotic duty to get vaccinated. Biden then criticized social media and people on cable TV who've made misleading statements to discourage people from getting vaccines.
The unvaccinated are responsible for their own choices. But those choices have been fueled by dangerous misinformation on cable TV and social media. You know, these companies and personalities are making money by peddling lies and allowing misinformation that can kill their own customers and their own supporters. It's wrong. It's immoral. I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it. Stop it now.
The latest surge from the Omicron variant has required the Biden administration to get more aggressive in addressing the expected wave of infections. But the president is promising there will be no mass lockdowns of schools or businesses. He did double down his vaccine mandate for large employers with more than 100 workers.
These rules are going to keep workers safe, and keep workers safe will help keep businesses open. If people are vaccinated or tested, they're much less likely to get sick and less likely to spread it to others. Customers are more likely to come in and shop because they know it's a safe environment. I know vaccination requirements are unpopular for many. They're not even popular for those who are anxious to get them. My administration has put them in place not to control your life, but to save your life and the lives of others. Where 400,000 Americans died from COVID this calendar year, and almost all were unvaccinated, almost all were preventable.
As the nation enters its third pandemic year, Biden says they're better prepared than ever before and know how best to respond. He warns, though, the unvaccinated will cause a strain on hospitals, and his administration is prepared to respond.
Some of you will get very sick. That'll mean hospitals are going to get extremely stressed again, both in terms of equipment as well as personnel to care for those who get sick. That's why my administration has stockpiled and pre-positioned millions of gowns, gloves, masks, and ventilators. We call it a PPP. We're ready to send them immediately to any state that needs more. In addition, I've directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 troops to be deployed to help staff local hospitals and expand capacity. That's 1,000 military doctors, nurses, and medics.
The president says Army medics have already been deployed to support hospitals in Indiana and Wisconsin, and they're headed to Arizona, Maine, Michigan, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont, where COVID-19 infections are surging. He says FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is on notice to set up makeshift hospitals in arenas and other large public spaces should that need arise. He's also increasing the number of testing sites. The first new federal one opens in New York this week. That's in addition to the 20,000 already up and running, according to the White House. Omicron has been called highly transmissible, and there's new data to back that up as it becomes the dominant strain. In New York City, nearly 42,600 people have tested positive from Wednesday through Saturday, compared with fewer than 36,000 in the entire month of November. In San Francisco, daily infections hovered around 50, then shot up last week to 266 in a matter of days. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.